It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
I prayed and Satan left me, and from the start, a little bell's been a-ringing down in my heart. A little bell's been a-ringing down in my heart.
Hallelujah, come go with me. Going home to glory, come and go with me. We'll sing and shout together and live eternally. We'll sing and shout together.
Jesus, oh yes I do. He's done so much for me, and he'll do the same for you. He's done so much for me, and he'll do the same for you.
Hallelujah, come go with me. Going home glory, come and go with me. We'll sing and shout together and live eternally. We'll sing and shout together.
Old-time country music artist Ramblin' Tommy Scott, Come Go With Me. He wrote that one, and it's from their 1975 album, The Best of Tommy Scott's Bluegrass, a nice up-tempo number to get the gospel trail off to a great start here today. Friends, welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Ramblin' Doc Tommy Scott is an American icon whose music has been heard around the world, star of the Grand Ole Opry and films. He hosted two network television shows in the 40s and 50s. He appeared on television with Oprah Winfrey, David Letterman, and Johnny Carson, and others. Today, we'll remember several country music artists who left us during the month of February. Dale Evans, wife of film star Roy Rogers, left us on February the 7th, 2001, at age 88. Dale was Roy's third wife, and Roy was Dale's fourth husband. Dale Evans Rogers' real name was Frances Octavia Smith. She came from Uvalde, Texas, an actress, singer, songwriter. The Bible Tells Me So is a 1955 gospel pop hit written by Dale Evans. Nick Noble's pop version was the first to chart. A month later, a second pop version by Don Cornell charted at number 7. Since Dale wrote it, I think it best we play her version from Roy and Dale's 1959 RCA album, Jesus Loves Me. This album featured several of their children. And then T. Texas Tyler from Arkansas will follow Dale Evans with the Sunset Years of Life.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you're surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Texas Tyler, The Sunset Years of Life, and The Bible Tells Me So was Dale Evans. Do you remember the Roy Rogers Show that aired from 1951 to 57? I was 7 or 8, and I remember Dale and Roy and their Wonder Dog Bullet. Roy was my King of the Cowboys. T. Texas Tyler is most remembered for his 1948 No. 2 hit, The Deck of Cards, Courtin' in the Rain, and Remember Me, a Scotty Wiseman song. T. Texas died young from stomach cancer in 1972 at the age of 55. And friends, you've been listening to this next musician. Oh, it must be 10 years or more. February the 26th is George Longard's birthday. And I know you all join me in wishing George a wonderful day. Born in Halifax in 1941, at the age of six, his family moved to the rural community of Bayside, Nova Scotia. Gene Autry and Hank Snow were heard daily in his home. George has for us the Carter family song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken?, followed by Grandpa Jones as he remembers the Browns Ferry 4 with the Glory Land Way. Recorded December the 8th, 1965, written by J.S. Torbett. Grandpa Jones was 84 when he passed on February the 19th, 1998. And friends, here's Tantramar Community Radio's very popular George Longard.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw this hearse go rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky. Well, I told the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause the body that you're hauling, will I hate to see it go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky. I will follow close behind her, try to hold up and be brave. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in her grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way. List to the call, the gospel call today. Get in the glory land way. Wanderers come home, oh hasten to obey, and get in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land, glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in his love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see him in that home above. I'm in the glory land, glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way.
Lewis Marshall Jones from Akron, Ohio, better known as Grandpa Jones, everyone's favorite grandpa with the Glory Land Way. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? A great version by George Longard, and the George Longard Country Music Hour always follows the gospel trail. George and his lovely wife Geraldine live in Ilderton, Ontario, and that's not far from London. He's playing some guitar with Larry Mercy of the multi-award-winning Mercy Brothers. Last I heard, George was producing an album for Larry Mercy, possibly Larry's final recording. And today I'd like to also remember my father, Hudson Alfred Trenum. He passed at the age of 43 when I was 9, back in 1959. Born in Port Elgin, New Brunswick in 1916, his family moved to Pugwash around 1921. He was a lobster fisherman, farmer, angler, hunter, and trapper. He did whatever it took to feed the 9 of us. The last year he fished lobsters was 1957, and I believe he received 8 cents a pound for his lobsters. My dad was born on February the 19th, 1916, and two of his favorite singers were Kate Smith and Marg Osborne. And I'll play the 1949 Ira Stanfill song, Mansion Over the Hilltop by Marg, in memory of my dad, Hudson Alfred Trenum. And this is from his 9 children, and yes, we're all still around. After Marg Osborne, you'll hear the Nova Scotia Ramblers with a Cecil B. Smith song, Joy Sweet Joy. And this one is for Irving and Oxford. And take note, it's Fred Eisner playing the mandolin on this one.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransomed will shine, I want a gold one, that silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old.
A big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archive Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
You can change your way of living.
The Nova Scotia Ramblers with Joy Sweet Joy from their 1981 vinyl album, The Sunny Side of Life. Laura Hatton Krause plays rhythm archtop guitar, and she sings lead on all the songs on the album. St. John's, Newfoundland's 1998 Grammy Award winner Neil V. Rosenberg wrote the liner notes on the Nova Scotia Ramblers' The Sunny Side of Life album. And as far as I know, Neil is the only Newfoundlander to ever been awarded a Grammy. Mansion Over the Hilltop was in memory of my father, Hudson Alfred Trenum, who was born on February the 19th, 1916. Johnny Paycheck was a great talent, the writer of many songs. His biggest songwriting hit was Apartment Number 9, recorded by Tammy Wynette and first charted in 1966. He was born Donald Eugene Little in 1938 in Greenfield, Ohio. By age 9, he was singing in talent contest and professionally at age 15. He recorded under the name Donnie Young and in 1964 changed his name legally to Johnny Paycheck. He worked in bands with Ray Price, Farron Young, Roger Miller, Skeets McDonald, and George Jones. He sang harmony vocals and played bass and steel guitar for George Jones. Paycheck died on February the 19th, 2003, at age 64. He's best remembered for his 1977 hit single, Take This Job and Shove It, written by David Allan Cole, and that sold more than 2 million copies. The Outlaw's Prayer, written by Johnny Paycheck, has always been one of my favorites. Lula Bell and Scotty will follow with one titled Sunday School. Lula Bell was Myrtle Eleanor Cooper, and Scotty was Scotty Green Wiseman, both from North Carolina. One of the major country music acts of the 1930s and 40s, dubbed the Sweethearts of Country Music. And friends, let's give a listen to Johnny Paycheck with The Outlaw's Prayer.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. Well, all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shovin'." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Inside the golden pearly gate,
that little country church and Sunday school. I can hear the children's voices singing, echoes of my childhood days they're bringing, carefree days back home in Sunday school. How I wish the time could turn once more, backward to the bygone days of yore, to that little country church and Sunday school.
Lula Bell and Scotty Wiseman with Sunday School, written by Scotty, and that's from their 1962 Star Day album, Lula Bell and Scotty, The Sweethearts of Country Music. Lula Bell passed on February the 8th, 1999. Scotty on January the 31st, 1981. Scotty Wiseman also wrote, "Have I Told You Lately That I Love You?" Sonny James is next, another great artist that left us in the month of February, February the 22nd, 2016, at age 87, one of the bigger country music stars. He charted 72 songs from 1952 to 1983. 23 reached number one, with 43 in the top 10. His first number one, Young Love, was in 1956. His last was Is It Wrong for Loving You in 1974. And from 1967 to 1971, he set a record with the most consecutive number one hits, 16 in a row, and that's still a record today. His biggest hits were Young Love, You're the Only World I Know, Take Good Care of Her, True Love's a Blessing, and I'll Never Find Another You. He came out of Hackleburg, Alabama. His real name was James Hugh Loudon. He's Everywhere is an Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith song, and it's from Sonny's 1966 Capitol Records release, Till the Last Leaf Shall Fall. And Sharon, your request will follow Sonny James with Conway and Loretta, and they will give us God Bless America Again.
I see him in a baby's smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. In my heart I feel him there. He's everywhere. Through storms of fear and doubt I sailed. My eyes were blinded by a veil. I saw no beauty anywhere. Then I drew near the cross where he, in shame and sorrow, died for me. My veil was lifted, and he taught my heart to sing. I see him in a baby's smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
God, I sure do wish you'd bless America again. You know, like you did way back when it all began. You blessed her then, but We just sort of kind of took it for granted and never did ask again. So just hold her hand, God, that's all. And if she should stumble, please don't let her fall.
God bless America again. You see all the trouble that she's in. Wash up.
You know, I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America. But when you don't have a lot of book learning, I guess there's a lot of things you don't understand. But let me say this, God. She's like a mother to me. And all I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you. And to her.
Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again.
Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn with God Bless America Again. Writers on that one are Bobby Bear and Boyce Hawkins. Requested by Sharon from Spring Hill, a very touching song. He's Everywhere with Sonny James. The Wondering Boy, Webb Pierce, is up next. Webb passed at age 69 in Nashville on February the 24th, 1991. When Hank Williams passed, it was Webb Pierce who stepped into Hank's Nashville shoes. His first number one hit, Wondering, was in 1952, and by 1957, he racked up 13 number ones. 97 of his songs charted, with 55 top 10 hits. His first 27 releases were all top 10. Webb had the second biggest country music hit of all time. In 1955, he took the old Jimmy Rogers song, In the Jailhouse Now, and made it number one for 21 weeks. On the charts for 37 weeks. Only one song was bigger, and it was Hank Snow's I'm Movin' On from 1950. Same stats. Hank's I'm Movin' On was on the charts for 44 weeks, compared to Webb's 37 weeks. Webb Pierce has for us There's a Better Home, a Wilbur Jones song. Webb cut this one for Decca Records on May the 7th, 1953, at Castle Studios in Nashville. After Webb Pierce, it's Vernon Oxford with a touch of God's hand.
There's a better home waiting far away. We will reach it, you and I, some sweet day. And we'll set up there with Jesus on high. When we reach that better home for you and I. Far away, far away, there'll be peace and rest some sweet day. Set up there and live with him on high. When we reach that better home for you and I. Pathway may be dark and dreary, times when your burdens are great. Just have faith, send the prayer up to Jesus. He will hear and lighten up your way. Far away, far away, there'll be peace and rest some sweet day. And we'll sit up there with Jesus on high, when we reach that better home for you and I.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email request.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
My burdens grow heavy,
heavy, and it seems there's no way. I kneel by my bedside, and the Lord's Prayer I pray.
God lifts me right up,
and He makes me to stand. Because when I'm troubled, I'll wait for the touch of God's hand. I once had a
vision
as I knelt to pray. I saw Jesus coming and the world pass away.
Trouble,
but He makes me to stand. Because when I'm troubled, I'll wait for the touch of God's hand.
God for her mother,
mother,
who taught me to pray, so I can be ready on the great judgment day.
When problems arise
that I don't understand, touch of God's hand.
Vernon Oxford, A Touch of God's Hand, and Webb Pierce, There's a Better Home. Harlan Howard convinced RCA to sign Vernon Oxford in 1965. With only a couple minor hits, RCA dropped him, and then his career took off in Britain. RCA signed him again in 1974, again, only a few minor hits. In all, 7 songs charted for Oxford. His best Billboard charted single was number 17, the Redneck National Anthem. A great artist and a great singer who radio felt was just too country for the late 1960s and 70s. Radio was rapidly changing. In 1981, Oxford began a career as a gospel singer. Vernon Oxford passed on August the 18th, 2023, at age 82. Not many artists are bigger than Waylon Jennings, and gospel material by Waylon is scarce. Waylon included Precious Memories on his 1976 album, Are You Ready for the Country? And I bet you didn't know, as a kid in Texas, Waylon briefly aspired to preach. On February the 2nd, 1959, he was playing bass guitar for Buddy Holly at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. Waylon willingly gave his airplane seat to the Big Bopper, and Waylon took the bus. And as you know, at 1 o'clock the next morning, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper all lost their lives in that airplane. Friends, here's Waylon Jennings with Precious Memories.
As I wander on life's pathway, I know not what the future holds. As I ponder, hope grows fonder, pray things unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
Years fall away, I looked at you, and I noticed your hair's getting silvery too. And it thrilled me when you said, why, it was black just yesterday. When you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
Tex Ritter with one called Fall Away, a Felix and Boudelot Bryant song from Texas 1974 Capitol Records album of the same name. Waylon Jennings with Precious Memories, written by J.B. F. Wright and Lonnie B. Combs in 1925. Waylon Jennings passed on February the 13th, 2002 at age 64. And friends, we've come to the final song for today. Again, thanks for being with me. And if you like the program, please tell your friends. He Was More Than a Carpenter was written by the late Marg Casey from Little River, Nova Scotia. Marg wrote more than 6,000 poems and published 6 books of Down East poems. A wonderful Christian lady, well-known local author, poet, and songwriter. Always giving to others, always volunteering. At age 75, Marg became a lay minister. It was my privilege to record 48 of her poems. I gave 36 of those a melody. Marg Casey was born on February the 17th, 1925, and she passed on February the 25th, 2013, at age 88. Friends, I'll close with this one. The words are Marg's and the melody is mine. Here it is. He Was More Than a Carpenter. Friends, God bless you all, and until next week.
He was more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter. He was Jesus my Lord. He was a Nazarene, son of a carpenter. Home was a village in old Galilee. He handled the saw and he handled the hammer, and he died on a cross to save you and me. He was more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter. He was Jesus my Lord. He wore a robe and he wore open sandals, and he roamed the countryside wild and free. He healed the sick, and he raised up the dying, and he died on a cross to save you and me. He was more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter. He was Jesus my Lord. He fed 5,000 from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He calmed the winds and he calmed the sea. He walked on water and he cleansed the leopard, and he arose from the dead that we might go free. He was more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter, more than a carpenter. He was Jesus, my Lord.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.